In a world that's perfect, lies a perfect little town where one team stands alone. But now, something's stirring that will change this place forever.
Welcome to fucking Beantownville. It's your fucking Green Monster himself, Chris, the two-time Hall of Famer Cullen. I'm here with Sam fucking Marcou, the masshole himself. How's it going, buddy?
Oh, it's doing just great, just fine and dandy. I'm here wearing Curt Schilling's bloody red sock because he's the greatest pitcher in Red Sox history, but we're not here to talk about Red Sox, are we? No, we're not here to talk about Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, or Red Auerbach. No, we're here to talk about the greatest football team in the history of football teams, Chris. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
The fucking Pats.
Yeah, this is the first place podcast of your first place Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we've been a hardcore Patriots fan since at least 2002. I think I even started liking them back in 2001 there, Chris. I don't know about you, if you go as long as I do in terms of being a hardcore fan of the New England Boston Patriots, but they're the greatest team of all time, right?
Oh, fucking no doubt about it. We go out there with a fucking... You want to talk about the greatest show on TIFF? I'm fucking talking about The Departed and fucking movies like that with Leo and Matt Damon and your fucking Ben Affleck. You want to talk about the greatest actors? You want to talk about the greatest owner, Bobby Kraft, getting a little fucking AJ over there down in South Florida? But you know what? We're sitting here as Wicked Hat, okay? We got the Sharks. We got the Sharks. You mentioned Curt Schilling, fucking Tom Brady. You got fucking everybody. You got Teddy Bruschi, everybody. We even got head coaches that are going on being big things now down there in fucking Tennessee. We are the greatest team you've ever heard of. Everybody fucking hates us. We're always opening the season. We always got fucking primetime games. And Tom Brady will play till he's fucking 60 and he'll be raping your fucking kids.
That's right, Chrissy. They hate us because they ain't us. That's right. Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, Bobby Kraft. I don't think he was getting an HJ there, Chris. I don't think so. I think he was to scout new pulling guards. You know what I'm saying? The New England Patriots are constantly, always evolving. We don't even need Rob Gronkowski. You know what? Aaron Hernandez killed a guy, then killed himself. Big deal. Rob Gronkowski blew out his shoulder, knee, and vagina. Doesn't matter. Retires. Doesn't matter. We'll just do no tight ends next year. How about that? How about that, Jets fans? How about that, Bills fans? How about that, Dolph fans? We'll just go no tight ends. We'll still just pound tight touchdowns right down your goddamn throat because we're the goddamn New England Tom Brady's. Am I right?
Fucking right. He's got the butt chin. He's got Giselle and he's fucking sitting there. Doesn't matter who his running back is. Doesn't matter who his fucking wide receivers is. He doesn't matter who the fucking coach is. You want to talk about Bill Belichick with his fucking sleeveless hoodie and his ski driving motherfucking headband. He'll go out there and out coach you with one fucking eye closed. And you want to talk about cheating and all this fucking bullshit everybody said. We should be fucking undefeated. We played way more games than the 72 Miami Dolphins in the regular season. Everybody was fucking gunning for us and we still fucking took them to task, even though the fucking stupid fuck you Eli Manning Giants took care of business in the Super Bowl. We're still the fucking greatest team of this goddamn millennium, and there's no fucking argument about it there.
No, the New England Brady's, man, he's so good. He's even got the greatest ass right on his face for everybody to take a look at day in, day out.
Fucking right.
It should be banned to him to have to wear chin straps. You know what I'm saying? So we should be looking at that tuchus every single time he stands behind the other tuchus and takes the ball away from the other guy. It doesn't even matter what the guy's name is. It should be the other guy because we could win no matter what. As long as we got Tom Brady, we got the Super Bowl year in, year out. And as you said, he's going to be playing until he's 55, 56, 57. His daughters, his sons, his grandsons, they're all going to be playing. They're going to be the wide receivers. They'll be the new tight ends in 20 years. He'll still be behind there throwing bombs 10 yards, 15 yards away. That's right, 10-yard bombs that we're going to be running for touchdowns. That's right, we're going to be throwing the ball but yet running for touchdowns on the same play because we're the New England Patriots and that's what we do. Pats fans, baby.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to keep it a little somber for just a fucking second because we did have some breaking news since the last time we were on the fucking air here in the fucking Beantownville podcast, always a part of the fucking Patriots Talk podcast network. But you're sitting here right now and we lost Gronk, right? So the guy that's fucking drinking Busch Lights in the parade, he's won more fucking championship games, probably going to be a Wrestle fucking Mania on Sunday. Gronk, rest in peace. He retired after a fucking great career, wins us a fucking Super Bowl. And now we're sitting here and people are thinking we're down and out. We're losing him and fucking Greg Schiano, the Rucker, fucking Rick.
What a traitor.
What a fucking piece of shit. This fucking guy says he needs to leave for faith and family. The fucking NFL draft is this month. And he just figured out that he wants to be a fucking good dad and a good fucking husband. Good riddance, Greg Schiano. You better as well be like fucking Terry Schiavo, you vegetable motherfucker. That's as fucking good as you're going to get here with Belichick. Gives you the fucking job. And now we're going to probably take Billman or whatever the fuck his name is from Wisconsin. This big douche is going to take over. Because guess what? Who fucking cares, right? Let's fucking be serious here, Sam. Defensive coordinator's fucking Bill Belichick. Brian Flores leaves. Big fucking deal. Matt Patricia leaves. Whoops. Big fucking deal. The guys are fucking just licking up our shit as we're in fucking head of them and everything in the NFL, the AFC East. And we're always fucking looking back in the rearview mirror at those other fucking teams. Brian Flores can't do shit down in Miami. We fucking know it. We lose Gronk, but no fucking big deal. He's got like three fucking brothers. We'll bring one of them in. We can bring in Mark fucking Wahlberg and he'll play the fucking character of Gronk and he will fucking still be winning championships. So fuck that.
We could bring that dirty stuffed bad. He could play center for us. It doesn't even matter. We're going to win regardless. And you talk about Brian Flores. You can't be a head coach in the NFL and be successful if your last name is Flores. That means flower. That's Hispanic for flower. And furthermore, he's a black guy with a Spanish last name. That's confusing as hell down there in Miami. He ain't going to make anything happen. He'll probably throw the ball to the wrong team, even though he's not even playing. That's how screwed up the Miami Dolphins are with all their stupid coaching hires and everything else. We don't need Schiano. He wants to be a good husband and a good father. Doesn't matter. You're a shitty coach. We don't need you. We'll just have Bill Belichick be the defensive coordinator, the offensive coordinator, the kicker, the punter. You know what? Bill Belichick, we don't need Gronkowski's brothers. He'll just be the tight end. Tom Brady will throw the ball to Bill Belichick and he'll design a way for himself to get into the touchdown area. What's that called again? The end zone. That's right. I'm a hardcore longtime NFL fan. End zone, baby. Brady's.
Yeah, fucking Brady's. We had Drew Bledsoe before it. We fucking went to the Super Bowl against the fucking Packers in the fucking 90s. Y'all are just fucking jealous and mad that we've been conquering the NFL since the fucking dawn of television and HDTV. And now you got to watch our fucking logo constantly beating everybody. There's Andrew Luck. He was supposed to be the guy to upseat Brady. Didn't happen. There's fucking Cam Newton and Drew Brees. Doesn't happen. Nick Foles is supposed to fucking win. Yeah, that kind of happened. But other than that, you know, fucking this year, there's no fucking golf. Like, you can go jerk off because there's no fucking way you're beating the GOAT, and that's fucking Tom Brady. Deflate these balls, motherfucker.
That's absolutely right. We're so good in Boston, nothing can touch us. Nobody can even eat or lick our shit that we can even mispronounce names and create a whole new word like the Celtics. That's not even how you say it, right? They say it's the Celtics. Bullshit. We're from Boston. We drink tea. We eat beans. We do whatever the fuck we want. We call them the Celtics with a soft C because that's all you guys are, soft C's to our hard D. You understand? We've only given up 3 points in the Super Bowl to the Los Angeles Rams of St. Louis. They got to be the greatest defense of all time. We had Teddy Bruschi. He wasn't out there that day, but that guy had a stroke in the middle of sacking somebody and somehow still got a fumble recovery. That's how great the New England Patriots D is. Everyone always talks about the offense. Let's talk about the defense, huh, Chris?
Yeah, we want to fucking talk about that. I want to talk about fucking Boston as a whole. You want to bring up the Celtics? I got a fucking names for you right here. What do they all got in common? Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett. Yeah, you hear about those fucking names? How about Dustin Pedroia? How about fucking David Ortiz? Big fucking Poppy. How about fucking Tom Brady? And anybody on the fucking Boston Bruins, I don't watch hockey. But seriously, if you pay attention to all those names, what do you have in common? They're fucking Beantown heroes. They're fucking legends. And I don't care about Dwayne Wade. Paul Pierce is fucking better. Kevin Garnett's better than Chris Bosh. He can't even wash his fucking jockstrap. And I swear to fucking God, if Ray Allen didn't leave our fucking team, fucking traitor to the fucking Miami Heat, they wouldn't have won another fucking championship. That's fucking horse shit. But you want to talk about the fucking Sharks? You want to talk about fucking the Yankees? Those fucking pieces of shit. They're just like the New York fucking Jets, except we don't have to even care about them because they're so fucking garbage. And they just hired fucking Adam Gase, the worst team than the Jets in the division, just fucking fired his ass, and they brought him in as the fucking savior. You want to talk about these teams running around in fucking circles? That's what's fucking happening is Bill Belichick's laughing to the fucking bank.
You think the Dolphins are bad for picking up our garbage and Brian Flores. How are the Jets? They picking up the Dolphins' garbage and making it their head coach and general manager with his goddamn slot machine eyeballs and banana tits defensive coordinator Greg Williams over there. They're fighting like cats and dogs, but you know what? They're the Jets, so both sides they're losing. Doesn't matter because they're losers. The only other losers in the division that we haven't talked about yet are the Buffalo losers, and they're one of the teams that Ryan Fitzpatrick, a.k.a. Ryan Fitzmagic, started for. The only team he can't start for? That's right, the New England Boston Patriots, because he ain't good enough for us. You go play around with the minor league teams like the Dolphins, the Jets, and the Bills.
You ever bring that fucking beard anywhere near fucking Massachusetts, I swear to fucking God, it's the next Boston beard party. We're going to drop that motherfucker off a boat in the fucking sea, and we'll drown his ass and dye him green like it's a fucking St. Patrick's Day Saturday, and we're going to fucking dance all over his grave. Ryan Fitzpatrick ain't nothing but a fucking Boston Harvard fucking cast-off loser that's fucking journeyman fucking Jerry around the goddamn National Football League, while meanwhile Tom Brady is really just fucking bringing the performance up to every fucking wicked game you see on a Sunday. That's it. That's all I got to fucking say about that. I'm really getting amped up. We lost Gronk. I can't really do a fucking full show here, Sam. I'm going fucking crazy. I need to take my fucking pills.
I'd rather have Flutie and his flakes rather than that piece of shit Fitzpatrick any day of the week. But that's it here. Chris, anything else you want to lay down for the rest of the NFL to understand right now for the Beantownville podcast?
Nah, let's fucking go Sharks. Let's go fucking Pats. And let's go fucking Roger Kraft and fucking Bill Belichick. You fucking all suck.
Yeah, for Chris and myself and the Patriots.com podcast network, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, fuck you.